Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. The Root's on fire. I think everybody is visibly upset over everything that's happened in the last 24 hours. Just amazing. I was on the air last night when we found out Trump was indicted. It was a startling, shocking discovery. I just cannot believe what's happened to my country. I wrote a response this morning, got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and wrote a response to what's been happening, and I want to read it to you, and let's do it. Democrat indictment of Trump is a declaration of war. Why is this insanity happening? And here is how we fight back. Are you getting the subtle impression that Democrats don't want President Trump to win in 2024? That they're scared to death of Trump? That they're so desperate to stop him from winning again that they want him to rot in a prison cell for life? If you're getting that now, if you understand that, congratulations. You're not a complete moron. The feds just indicted Trump on fake, lame, trumped-up charges. But didn't Democrats just try this trick in New York? It didn't work then. It won't work now, and it won't work next week when a D.C. grand jury almost certainly indicts Trump. And it won't work next month when a Georgia grand jury almost certainly indicts Trump. This is Groundhog Day. Remember Bear Bryant? He was the greatest college football coach of all time. And he once said, choose the team that you want to coach. I'll beat you with my team or I'll beat you with your team. Doesn't matter to me. That's Trump. He'll beat you while under New York indictment. He'll beat you while under federal indictment. He'll beat you while wearing an ankle bracelet. He'll beat you from a prison cell. He will beat you because you're not going to break him. He's that strong psychologically. And if you're not going to break him, you're not going to break us, the silent majority, Trump's base, because we all know that after they beat or break Trump, they're coming for us next. So why is this insanity happening? That's the question I want to answer. First, Trump derangement syndrome. Democrats are clearly mentally ill. Their irrational hatred of Trump has driven them to emulate the worst tyrants in world history, willing to do anything to destroy their opposition. Democrats are so mentally ill with Trump derangement syndrome, they need a straitjacket, a rubber room, and a kiss from mommy. Second, I told you so. I've argued for 2.5 years now we're experiencing a communist takeover of America. This isn't socialism. It's pure communism, thug tactics. Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, and Hugo Chavez would all be proud of this Biden regime and, of course, this indictment. The hallmarks of communism are rigged elections, check, bans on free speech, check, silencing dissent, check, censorship, check, propaganda, check, weaponization of the government, check, forced experimental vaccines, check, police state raids on your critics, check, and arresting your political opponents, a.k.a. President Trump, check. Look around. We're there. We've checked every box. Third, this is the Saul Alinsky playbook. Alinsky taught his communist disciples, which included Obama and Hillary, the ends justify the means. He also taught his students to look in the mirror, whatever you see in that mirror, blame the other guy. This indictment of Trump is classic Alinsky. Democrats look in the mirror and they see radical communists, criminals, thugs, and traitors, so they indict Trump to cover up their own crimes. Classified documents in a former president's home? Pieces of paper in his shower or the bathroom? Really? That's your crime? Versus Biden's $10 million Burisma probe in Ukraine? That's like putting Trump in prison for 20 years for jaywalking while letting Democrats skate for crimes against humanity. Fourth, this is Democrats using WMDs, weapons of mass distraction. The skeletons of Biden are pouring out of the closet as we speak. Biden is a world-class criminal and con man. The extortion of countries like Ukraine and China by the Biden crime family makes the Gambino crime family look like amateur pickpockets. This is a wag the dog moment. The timing of this indictment versus Trump is perfectly timed to cover up all the serious Biden crimes currently tumbling out of the closet. This whole charade is a WMD, a weapon of mass distraction, to fool ignorant, low-information voters, pretty much the entire Democrat Party base. Fifth, Trump keeps confounding Democrats. They can't figure out how to stop him, so they keep framing him, persecuting him, prosecuting him, and indicting him. And yet, in response, he keeps going up in the polls. Democrats can't figure out what to do. The New York arrest was the best thing that ever happened to Trump. He rose double digits in the polls afterwards. He's currently up by 7 over Biden. He's up by 30 to 40 over the GOP presidential primary competition. DeSantis has faded to an also-ran status. Whoever hears about DeSantis anymore? Whoever hears from DeSantis anymore? He's disappeared. He's gone. Poof. It's like David Copperfield in Vegas. So tell me about how this indictment will be different this time around. This is a vicious cycle. Frustrated Democrats keep indicting Trump, and each time they indict him, he grows more popular. So desperate Democrats throw yet more indictments at him. It won't change a thing. Trump will win with an ankle bracelet on. Trump will grow more popular. This is Groundhog Day. Sixth, this is all happening because the GOP is a bunch of pathetic, wimpy cowards afraid of their own shadow. Months ago, I laid out the perfect strategy to stop the weaponization of government by Democrats, and the dumb GOP didn't listen. If they had followed my strategy, the persecution and prosecution of Trump would have been stopped cold. My strategy was simple. Republican attorney generals and DAs in red states need to indict the real criminals. Obama, Hillary, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Mayorkas, Fauci. The list is endless. These are real criminals who have committed real crimes, including treason. They've sold out America to China, the Chinese Communist Party, the Mexican drug cartels, and Big Pharma. Go after them. Who can play at this game? The best defense is a good offense. Start indicting famous Democrats, and the persecution and prosecution of Trump will end. Democrats will put up the white flag, but as long as they have a free roll, as long as they know they're never, ever getting arrested, they'll keep indicting and intimidating Republicans. Lastly, God is great. God always wins. This is God's plan. The Democrats in power and the people who run our government are evil, demonic, satanic. This isn't normal. The things they're doing are Nazi Gestapo-like, Soviet-like, East German Stasi-like. God has done us a favor. He's revealed what Democrats are really like, their true selves. This is war. This is life or death. This is the end of America if we don't fight fire with fire. But Democrats have picked a fight with the wrong crowd. America beat Hitler. America defeated the evil empire of the Soviet Union. You think we're going to let a brain-dead old man with dementia and diapers trample our rights and freedoms? Uh-uh. You're going down. That's my commentary for this week. Democrats' indictment of Trump is a declaration of war. Why this insanity is happening and how we're going to fight back. You can read it in depth, and you can send it to all your friends at my website, RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. Meanwhile, Trump was out on Truth Social, his social media site today, describing what he thinks of Jack Smith, the federal prosecutor who just indicted Trump, and Trump called him a deranged lunatic. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's interesting. Trump accused the prosecutor of being involved in the 2013 IRS scandal. Guess who that involved? Me. Yours truly. They came after me. The IRS was sicked on me by Barack Hussein Obama. And yes, Tucker Carlson insinuated Obama's a gay man, and he probably was insinuating that Michelle is a transgender. I don't know if any of that's true. I have no idea. All I care about and all I know is that Obama is a communist scumbag. Obama is a traitor to America. Obama should have been impeached. Obama should have been indicted. Obama should have been put in jail for the IRS scandal and the Benghazi scandal and the spying on Trump scandal and the open border and try to destroy our country. But most of all, the IRS scandal, because I was in the middle of it. Because I was the guy who said that Obama was never seen at Columbia University, that his whole story is a scam and a lie, and that he's a Manchurian candidate, and I said it on Fox News multiple times, and next thing you know, I was being attacked by the IRS with such an attack that every law firm that handled it said it was the most vicious attack they'd ever seen in 30 years in their entire careers, and that it was literally a fact that I must be on the president's enemies list. So I know what Obama really is. He's a communist scumbag and a traitor to America. And he should have been stopped a long time ago. I don't know if he's gay. I don't know if Michelle is a man or a woman. I don't really care. As a matter of fact, I would take a gay Republican over Obama 100 out of 100 times. I don't care if you're gay. I care if you're a communist Marxist traitor. And that's what Obama is. He hates Israel. He was on the side of Muslim extremists. He hates America. He's on the side of communists. He's against us. He's on the side of the Chinese Communist Party, China. He's a bad guy. And he's the real president of the United States. Not the brain-dead zombie with diapers and dementia, Joe Biden. Obama. All roads lead to Obama. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root.
If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
AM radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Roots on fire. Country's sure on fire. You know, you got to start thinking deep. What are they doing? This is a distraction. Even for me and my fans and my shows, all we're talking about is the indictment of Trump, when we should be talking about World War III is upon us. And the global WHO World Health Organization pandemic treaty is upon us. And cashless society is upon us. And the social credit score that will destroy our lives is upon us. And central bank digital currency is upon us. And AI, artificial intelligence that will ruin our lives and take our jobs away, is upon us. And the open border that's making America the worst country in the world instead of the best is upon us. And everything you could think of, an EMP attack is coming. As sure as I'm standing here, Russia or China is going to attack, whether they choose to attack Taiwan or us directly. So it's either indirect or direct. Whether a new Pearl Harbor attack is coming, courtesy of the Chinese. Whether they shoot off hypersonic missiles at all of our bases at once and wipe our national defenses out. Whether Russia chooses to nuke us. Whether China chooses to explode a nuclear bomb in the atmosphere, destroying all of our communications, all of our electricity, all of our water, and all of our sewage. And out of 330 million Americans, 300 million of us could be dead in a matter of weeks. I feel it in my bones. It's all coming. And separate from all that, by arresting Trump, you know what else is coming? Our cities are out of control. And the shoplifting's out of control. And the murders are out of control. And the black-on-black genocide is out of control. And the green energy and the inflation are destroying our pocketbooks and our wallets. The prices of groceries, the price of your electricity bill. They're trying to eliminate all gas stoves and all gas furnaces. Your electric bill's going going to go through the roof. This is a disaster. And they're and then in the middle of it all, they indict Trump. So you won't notice how bad things are, how your cities are completely falling apart, how the entire nation is now supposed to be devoted to transgender, confused, dysfunctional people who are mentally ill, who aren't sure if they want a penis or a vagina. They think the country should be dedicated to them. They think the economy should be dedicated to them. They think every company should spend all month with Pride Month dedicated to transgenders. They think the military should be dedicated to them. Yeah, Disney thinks that every cartoon and every TV show should be dedicated to them. Hollywood thinks every TV show should be dedicated to them. Silicon Valley thinks their social media should be dedicated to them. We are nuts. We're dysfunctional. We've become a bunch of snowflake, mentally ill losers as a country. We're being laughed at by China and by Russia. They're filled with thugs. They're filled with vicious, masculine men with testosterone coursing through their blood who don't give a flying F about transgenders or gays or lesbians or gay pride or flying a gay pride flag. Their military is going to come in and kill us. And we already left the equipment on the ground in Afghanistan. And we have given the equipment to Ukraine. There's nothing left. The cupboards are bare. Meanwhile, Obama, Biden, Hillary Clinton, they're all robbing everything they can rob. They're traveling the country, traveling the world, extorting what they can extort. I mean, this is so out of control. And the Republican Party, you think that's our defense? The Republican Party's so bad, I'm not even sure that they're not absolutely 100% in business partners with the Democrats. They're also bought off by China and the Mexican drug cartel. And if all that's not bad enough, Big Pharma owns the entire media, the entire government, every government agency, every health agency, every government official, and every politician. Big Pharma owns them all. So they won't tell you that people are dying in droves from the COVID vaccine. And what a failure the lockdowns were. What a failure the masks were. What a failure the vaccines are. No one wants to tell you that. They never worked. They don't prevent COVID. They don't prevent transmission. They don't prevent hospitalizations. They don't prevent death. They cause sickness. They cause hospitalizations. They cause death. Crazy. All right, sponsor of this show. I hope you enjoyed that rant all off the top of my head. I was trying to think of everything I could think of that this weapon of mass distraction is trying to hide from your eyes. They want you to be blind, deaf, and really, really dumb. So Trump's indictment is just one thing, and it's terrible, and we all got to be focused on it. But at the same time, we can't lose focus on everything else bad happening in our country. Energized health, by the way, is a good thing happening to everyone and to our country and to this show. Because of them, I lost 25 pounds of fat. I gained 10 pounds of muscle. I gained intercellular hydration in only 88 days. Changed my life. That was 2.5 years ago. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off action discount. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Energizedhealth.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you 40% off. Get on board the program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith says his office will seek a speedy trial in the federal indictment against former President Trump. The indictment accuses Trump of lying and misleading federal investigators in order to hold on to classified materials. The DOJ says no one is above the law.
We have one set of laws in this country. and they apply to everyone. Nothing more, nothing less.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump referred to Smith as a deranged lunatic and psycho and questioned the prosecutor why isn't he going after President Biden for his handling of classified documents. The NBA Finals continue tonight in South Beach. The Heat will host the Denver Nuggets for Game 4 of the 2023 NBA Finals. The Nuggets enter a 2-1 series lead after a 109-94 victory in Game 3. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Things going on, man. Trying to manage my command central. We've got a great guest, Alan Dershowitz, coming up in just a second. I want to mention RevRex, the sponsor of this segment of the show. The IRS is hiring no longer 87,000 agents, thanks to the great Kevin McCarthy. I say that laughingly. Now it's only 86,000 IRS agents. Thanks, Kevin, with friends like you who needs enemies. 86,000 new IRS agents. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you or your small business, or you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex, which is short for Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. RevRex.com. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, your bank statements, your point-of-sale system. They go in there without your permission. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. RevRex does not replace your CPA. They work with your CPA exclusively for my fans. Special discounted pricing on an annual subscription. Just tell them War sent you. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Go to RevRex.com. RevRex.com. No small businessman or independent contractor should be without it. It's like being naked to be without it. You got to have RevRex by your side. RevRex.com. All right, Alan Dershowitz is with us, one of the most respected legal scholars in America and the world, I dare say. Professor emeritus at Harvard Law School, best-selling author. His latest book is Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. Get Trump. Mr. Dershowitz, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you, Alan?
Well, I'm good. I wish they hadn't gotten Trump, because I think the predictions that I made in my book, that they were going to indict him no matter what the evidence is, and that they were going after him in New York and in Florida and D.C. in Fulton County until they got him. And so now they've gotten him indicted on a federal charge. The vast majority of accounts will not hold up. But there are two paragraphs that will pose a dilemma for the former president. The two paragraphs are number 35, if anybody has the indictment, but they basically relate the content of a tape that President Trump consented to having taken when he was talking to a writer who was doing a book on Meadows. And in it, he basically said, and I'll just quote you the one sentence, "See, as president, I could have declassified it," holding up a piece of paper. "Now I can't, you know, but this is still a secret." So the prosecutors think this is the smoking gun. I have to acknowledge it's a gun, but it's not smoking, because the government has to prove a lot. They have to prove, number one, that the statement itself that he showed them was, in fact, classified. It wasn't just braggadocio.
Right.
Second, that he actually showed the document, not just waved it in front of them. And that third, it really wasn't declassified. President Trump may not know which documents he declassified and which he didn't. If he said that everything is declassified when he left office, this might be included among them. So it's not a smoking gun, but it's certainly not also, just like the rest of the indictment, predictable and not particularly persuasive. This is the paragraph that the prosecutor will argue vociferously in front of the jury.
Yeah, I'm personal friends with President Trump. I love him. I think he's great. I don't understand why he would ever consent to interviews like that. I don't know why he'd ever say something like that during an interview. Silly thing to say. And by the way, how does a prosecutor get his hands on that tape? Does the writer voluntarily, he's a Democrat, and he says, "I hate Trump too," and he brings it to Jack Smith? I mean, just because I do an interview doesn't mean it eventually works its way to a prosecutor. How did he get that?
Well, we don't know, but maybe it was subpoenaed, but who told the prosecutor that it existed?
Right.
Look, Trump is Trump. You're not going to change him. He says things all the time. You know, a friend of mine gave Trump something, a fish that was caught and stuffed and put up on a piece of wood. And there's a statement under it saying, "If I had only kept my mouth shut, I'd still be swimming."
It's funny.
Donald Trump both lives and dies by his spontaneous, unrehearsed, from-the-heart statements. He says what he thinks. That can help him a lot. That's what got him elected president. And that could hurt him, as it does in this case. This is probably the one or two sentences he will most regret having stated over his presidency, because it could get him in trouble.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I understand it. I was pre-law at Columbia, and I get every word you're saying, but I don't see how they could prove that anything he said in that sentence. I understand it's problematic, but I don't know how you're going to prove that he really knew it was classified, and now he couldn't classify it. He wasn't bragging. It could have been a blank piece of paper. If he didn't show it to the writer, you don't know what the hell it was. He was just bragging to a writer, trying to make himself look important. That's not enough to put someone in jail for 50 years for the rest of his life. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, here's what I'd like to say, Alan. You always weigh in on the legal aspect of it. But what about the political aspect of it? To me, and I'm not a dumb guy, I'm a smart guy, to me, this is a bunch of papers on a bathroom floor from an ex-president. Biden has them in his garage. Obama has them who knows where. But Pence had them in his house. Everybody's got papers. And you take boxes with you. This is not important. Whether Biden took bribes from Burisma in Ukraine, that's a matter of national importance, national security. That's a matter of whether a vice president sold out the nation. This is like a jaywalking ticket. I couldn't care less about papers in a president's house. This is silly. You can't go after someone. You can. I understand legally you can, but it would probably elect him because the American people are going to rebel against this. Don't you think?
Well, I think Jack Smith was trying very hard to distinguish this case from Hillary Clinton's case and Joe Biden's case by elevating the charges against them. The others were being investigated for negligently possessing classified material. Trump's been indicted for willfully, deliberately, purposefully possessing classified material. That will be harder to prove, but it was done in an effort to try to distinguish this case from the other cases. But the evidence doesn't seem to make that distinction. Hillary Clinton clearly did what she did. Willfully and deliberately, she destroyed, you know, thousands and thousands of documents.
30,000.
He claims she did it, but private and personal, but we'll never know that.
Right.
Because they were destroyed, and you can retrieve destroyed documents.
So you say it might very well be the most dangerous indictment in political history. Explain your thinking on that matter.
Well, this is the first time in the history of this country that a man running for president against the incumbent president has been indicted by the incumbent president's Justice Department, to be sure, with a special prosecutor. And I said this better be the strongest case in the history of law enforcement, certainly stronger than the Richard Nixon case. It has to meet what I wrote in my book, Get Trump, as the Richard Nixon standard. It was so clear in Nixon's case that he had obstructed justice, paid bribes, destroyed evidence, that even his fellow Republicans demanded that he resign, otherwise they would impeach him. That's not happening here. We don't see a crowd of Republicans coming to Donald Trump and saying, now you have to stop running for president because they really got you. They don't have that kind of bipartisan support that the Nixon case had. And unless you meet that standard, you should not be going after a man running for president on the basis of discretionary prosecution.
Right. Correct.
And the timing is going to be terrible. Usually it takes about a year to try a case. In a year, we'll be at the conventions. In 9 months, we'll be in primaries. When do you try this case? How do you try it?
Well, I would argue,
denying me and you the vote for whichever candidates we want to vote for.
Again, in a normal country, this would never happen in the first place if things were back to normal. But I would argue, Alan, and we're talking to Alan Dershowitz, one of the great legal scholars in the world, I would argue that normally you would push the trial beyond the presidential election. You'd have this trial beyond November of 2024. But I don't know that we live in a normal country anymore, so you're right. There's probably going to be a trial right in the middle of an election, and Trump's legal team will demand to have an extension, and they'll say no. And they'll want him to be in a courtroom for 4 weeks right in the middle of a campaign and right before the election. This isn't normal. Wouldn't you possibly stall it for two years?
This will actually take more than 4 weeks, I think. This looks more to me like a 6 to 8 week trial. You never know.
Terrible.
Then if he were to be convicted and elected president, the question arises, could he pardon himself? Or could he leave office for 2 days and get the vice president to pardon him and then come back? These are all technical constitutional questions. I hope and pray we never reach in this.
Yeah, I hope so, too. What about the idea that once he becomes president, forget about being pardoned for a minute, put that aside. Let's say you get elected. Trump is elected in November of 2024, and he's just been convicted. Now, are you allowed to serve the next 4 years and then go to prison after the 4 years are up? Or could they say you have to serve in the middle of your presidential term?
Nobody knows the answer to that. You know, the Justice Department has a policy saying you can't prosecute a sitting president. So
right.
If it is delayed on November and he is prosecuted after January of 2025, according to Justice Department standards, he can't be prosecuted. You'd have to delay it until after the presidency is over. And by that time, the statute of limitations may have expired. So there are a million problems. This case should never have come to that point unless the evidence is so overwhelming that there's no choice but to prosecute. I don't think it needs
that. And Alan, my argument is unless the crime was so bad that the American public is so angry, you're a traitor to America and you're a spy for Russia. This is a bunch of papers that he may have irresponsibly, recklessly, or incompetent people around him left in the wrong place like every other president has ever done. That makes this so silly. But listen, we got to run. The music's on. Alan Dershowitz, his book is called Get Trump. He was right. They're out to get Trump and they're getting Trump. The threat to civil liberties, due process, and our constitutional rule of law. Get Trump. Get his book, Get Trump. Alan, thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered. Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our Lindell TV Hour. In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic bank crisis that might just end in a catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your life savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You, the taxpayer. Worst of all, government's solution for a banking crisis, a catastrophic systemic banking crisis, is central bank digital currency, which makes one think maybe they're purposely failing the banks so they can get their dream, their central bank digital currency. And if Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver to protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis, the fall of the dollar, and rising inflation. Call Goldgate Capital right now, and you can get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Up to $15,000 in free silver. Call Goldgate at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. And you can qualify for up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate at 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wainwright sent you, 855-770-GOLD, and you get that $15,000 in free silver opportunity, 855-770-GOLD. All right, so I was filming today. Friday's my exhausting day because I spend 2 hours each morning scripting for teleprompter my national TV show on Saturdays, Real America's Voice, America's Top 10 Countdown. It's noon Eastern tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pacific. And after spending 2 hours scripting the show, then I spend 2 hours taping the show. And then I first come and do my radio show and this Lindell TV show. So it's a little bit exhausting on Fridays. But again, you can watch my Real America's Voice show, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn, tomorrow, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Real America's Voice TV, which is realamericasvoice.com, or the America's Voice app on your phone, or, you know, there's 50 other ways to watch it. They're all available when you go to realamericasvoice.com. It tells you all the other ways to watch our TV show. And, of course, we're also on Dish TV channel 219. So lots of ways to watch it tomorrow morning. But on Fridays on Lindell TV, I often go through at a quick glance what my top 10 are. So here we go. What are my top 10 stories of the week that you'll hear in depth tomorrow? Well, story number 10 is, of course, Trump being indicted, and the feds have not even interviewed Biden yet about either his classified documents on his garage floor or in his Corvette automobile trunk, where his son Hunter had access to classified docs, and they haven't even interviewed him about the FBI informant they've known about since 2020. Look at the lightning speed they went after Trump. They've known about the bribery allegations in Ukraine through Burisma. They've known about that since 2020, and they've done nothing to Joe Biden. It's really amazing. It's really amazing. This is the real crime. It's treason. Did Biden take $10 million from Burisma, $5 million for him and $5 million for Hunter, to withhold, by threatening to withhold $1 billion of foreign aid from Ukraine in order to get the prosecutor fired from going after Burisma, where his son was on the board of directors? This is a real crime. Trump made no money on classified documents sitting in his bathroom, if they were, in fact, sitting in his bathroom. I don't know where they were, but he made no money on that. Zero. He didn't benefit in any way. On the other hand, Joe Biden made millions of dollars, maybe tens of millions, who knows, maybe even hundreds of millions for the Biden crime family by selling out the United States of America. Which one is the crime you care about? All right, number nine. Can you imagine how good my crystal ball is, number nine? I said on last week's Real American Voice show that things are going downhill so fast in America, I guarantee you that somewhere in America soon, someone's going to ban the Bible. And literally, in the middle of my show, while I was saying that, the news came out that a Utah school district has banned the Bible. Too violent and too much pornography, they said. Unbelievable. Really amazing. Number eight, speaking of ending free speech for conservatives, patriots, and Christians, the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, sought to create a Chinese Communist Party-like social credit score to judge misinformation in your social media posts. I told you it's coming. Social media credit score is not only coming, it's obviously already here. Number seven, the Southern Poverty Law Center has added parental rights groups to the heat map and designates them as domestic terror groups. So if you're a parent, you know, if you're an illegal alien and you're a criminal, they don't want to deport you, they want to give you welfare, they want to give you food stamps, they want to give you a free phone. If you're a pedophile, they want to let you in at the border, and they want you to vote from your prison cell, Democrats. But God forbid you're a parent who doesn't want your child to be taught transgender brainwashing and change their gender, or critical race theory that white people are evil. Oh, you're a domestic terrorist. This is incredible. And at the same time that's happening, the New York Attorney General, a radical Marxist, the New York Attorney General, is labeling an anti-abortion pro-life Catholic group as a terrorist organization. She is a Marxist. A Marxist. Get picture, I got that right. A Marxist. I read it too fast. And she's labeling a pro-life group as domestic terrorists while they wave in every illegal alien criminal from around the world. Those are just a few of my top 10 for tomorrow on Real America's Voice. We'll see you on Monday right here on Liddell TV. Coming up next, more of my USA Radio show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.